Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXEI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. It's a soaring testimony to Mother Nature's magic that the most massive animals ever to exist on Earth, the dinosaurs, have evolved into the very lightest, the birds. There are almost 10,000 known species of birds in the world. About 1,300 of those, that's about 12%, are now considered threatened. That number is even higher in the U.S. Shrinking and degraded habitats are the dominant cause, but pesticides and the introduction of exotic species are not far behind. And then there is, of course, climate change. Birds have a very high metabolism and are therefore extremely sensitive to environmental degradation. The dwindling number of bird species is almost literally the canary in the coal mine, telling us that something is really wrong. The Sonora is home to some 100 species of birds, and we're joined today by a bunch of the most common ones to remind you what they sound like without the sound of cars and airplanes. Please welcome the boisterous cactus wren, the family-oriented gambel's quail, the curve-billed thresher, a great singer who will perform for us at the end of this program, and the wily roadrunner. The bright red northern cardinal sounds like this. The dusky-capped flycatcher, a small brownish bird with a yellow chest and a crested head, has this to say. While the equally small black-tailed gnatcatcher puts it like this. Another tiny but vociferous bird is the bridled titmouse. The gilded flicker is a large woodpecker. Tan, speckled, and with a bright red moustache. Then there are the birds of prey. Commonly heard are the crow and the raven. But rarer is the cry of the zone-tailed hawk, and rarer even, a creature of the night, the little western screech owl. Here, too, is the majestic bald eagle. And bringing up the rear, his intended victims, the common ground dove, the white-winged dove, and the band-tailed pigeon. Thank you all for joining us.
Take it, Bill.
The audio and text of this broadcast with the associated links are available on the Weekly Green blog at kxei.org. Comments, suggestions and inquiries can be posted on the Weekly Green Facebook page or emailed to theweeklygreen@kxei.org. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.